Today, Schrödinger's household spending. Hello again, it's Miles North from Digital Finance Analytics. Well, now this post covering finance and property news. Yesterday, I went through the latest ABS data on retail sales and highlighted that the Black Friday sales supported household spending growth through November. This is an important indicator of the state of the economy and a factor that will influence the RBA's February rate cut call. But just like the proverbial Schrödinger's cat, a famous thought experiment that demonstrates the idea in quantum physics that tiny particles can be in two states at once until they're observed, so it asks you to imagine a cat in a box with a mechanism that might kill it. Until you look inside, the cat is both alive and dead at the same time, and it's hard to tell what's really going on. Actually, analysts are all over the place on these retail sale numbers, and the household spending indicators we got today from the ABS continues the confusion. On the retail numbers, ANZ says, given the shifting seasonal patterns around Black Friday and year-end trading, we do not think the result is as weak as the headline may suggest. The release included significant revisions, with November 2023 revised down to 1.3% month-on-month from 2% month-to-month in the previous October 2024 release, and December 2023 was revised up sharply. Indeed, if the seasonal factor had not been adjusted, retail sales would have been up more than 2.5% month-over-month. The shifting seasonal factors suggest the December print is unlikely to be as weak as previous years. Now, this chimes with Westpac, who wrote that retail sales posted another solid rise in November, up 0.8% across the month. While annual growth was only 3%, nominal sales have tracked a 6% annual pace since April. Black Friday sales provided a clear boost to non-food sectors, and the November result likely understates this boost given the later timing of the event in 2024 compared to previous years. All states, they say, posted solid gains ranging from 0.5% over the month in New South Wales up to 1.1% in South Australia, 1.2% in Queensland. While today's result is encouraging, the full picture will emerge only after we see the complete quarter four data. The post-sales slowdown could be just as significant as any boost seen during the sales period, or be less drastic as we gain a better understanding of the seasonal shifts around this period. But then on the other hand, Goldman Sachs was decidedly more bearish, saying the ABS flagged that increased discounting and sales events, including Black Friday in the month of November, contributed to the increase, with the skew to clothing and department stores broadly in line with our expectations. Given changing seasonal patterns, we note higher spending in November and lower spending in December has been a feature of Australia's retail data over recent years. As a result, we expect retail sales to decline in December and maintain our view that underlying consumption growth in Australia remains subdued. Well, on Friday, the ABS released their monthly household spending indicator series, which, as I explained in my earlier post, is meant to cover a greater proportion of household spending and will replace the retail spending series later in the year. The indicator is produced using aggregated and de-identified card transaction data from banks, supermarket scanner data, and motor vehicle sales data from the Federal Chamber of Automotive Industries and the Electric Vehicle Council. They reported that household spending rose 0.4% in November, according to the seasonally adjusted figures released by the ABS. This follows a 0.9% rise in October and a 0.2% fall in September. Six out of the nine spending categories rose in November, mostly driven by Black Friday sales. Across the year, spending rose 2.4%. compared with November 2023, compared with 3.3% in October and 1.3% in September. So these numbers do move around quite significantly. The ABS said Black Friday boosted sales in recreation and culture by 0.9%, making it the largest contributor to overall spending growth. Spending in cinemas continued to grow strongly, with major releases such as Wicked, Gladiator 2, and Mona 2 all opening in November. Spending on clothing and footwear and furnishings and household equipment also rose by 1.8% and 0.8% respectively. Growth in these categories drove the 0.4% rise in discretionary spending. Strength in new vehicle purchases also contributed to higher discretionary spending, with the Federal Chamber of Automotive Industries reporting a notable rise in SUV sales in November. In season-adjusted current price terms, household spending on goods rose 0.9% month over month, driven by increased spending on food, purchases of vehicles and clothing and footwear, while household spending on services fell 0.1% month on the month, driven by decreased spending on motor vehicle repairs and maintenance, accommodation services, and air passenger and sea transport. And in season-adjusted current price terms, non-discretionary spending rose 0.5% month on month, driven by increased spending on food, total health services, and motoring goods, while discretionary spending rose 0.4% month on month, driven by increased spending on the purchase of vehicles, clothing and footwear, and goods for recreation and culture. So spending on goods outpaced services for the first time since June 2024, which captured those end of financial year sales, and non-discretionary spending strengthened as well. The key question, of course, is whether this is driven by households spending more because they have more to spend thanks to tax cuts and wage rises, or by stressed households seeking out bargains through the sales period. But actually, like Schrödinger's cat, both are probably true. As we see in our surveys, some households have plenty of cash to splash, but others are under the pump. Household spending grew in most states and territories. The highest percentage was seen in Queensland, up 0.7%, Victoria, up 0.5%, South Australia, up 0.5%, and Western Australia, up 0.5%, while the ACT and Tasmania fell 0.4% and 0.2%, respectively. But as Westpac put it, the household spending indicators and the previous retail trade figures suggest that household spending remains on a solid footing. And in fact, early indication from Westpac's card tracker index shows further strengthening in card spending through December. The Westpac card tracker index has seen a very choppy performance through the Christmas and New Year period, while stronger than usual card activity over the Boxing Day and New Year's weeks have lifted the index to a new high. This followed a steep drop in the week just prior to Christmas. At 143.2, the latest index reads 1.4 points above the peak seen at the start of December. The detail shows a more nuanced picture, with discretionary goods posting relatively solid gains through the Christmas New Year period, but with a significant cooling in services. Almost all of current momentum is coming from durables, with activity across discretionary services especially stalling flat over the last quarter. By state, the moderation was centred on New South Wales and Victoria, where quarterly growth in broader card activity has stalled flat. Growth has been more resilient across the other states, with Queensland in particular standing out. Stepping back, and to provide some wider perspective, total card activity over the full year 2024 calendar year was up just 0.9% on calendar year 2023. This is a marked slowdown on the 4% year gain between 2022 and 2023, and comparable to the dismal performance seen in the first year of the COVID pandemic, when growth in card activity came in at around 0.8% across the year. So it remains to be seen whether this uplift will be carried through into 2025, or if it is a result of price-sensitive consumers capitalising on bargains and the typical festive season spending splurge. So, let me know in the comments below, did you spend big over the holiday period, or did you hunker down seeking bargains through the sales, along with many that I see in my surveys? Actually, I suspect both is true, which will make the RBA's job really hard next month. Though the simple truth that I come back to is that more are indeed being sucked into the negative cash flow vortex, thanks to the higher for longer interest rates, which is not good for the Cat in the Box. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.